Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the Auto World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Gotta finish putting those snow tires on. Get those snow tires on this bad boy so we got some traction today. There we go. Yeah, we got some getting down traction now, finally. Whew, winter time. Went through the United States, as you folks know that you're listening. You had a nice little storm come through, of course, and some of you might not be calling it nice. Snow tires. Winter tires. Get them. Put them on wheels. Put them. Use them as coffee tables if you'd like over there on your patio, if you have a patio, or just put them in the corner of your garage. They do work. They really do. I'm out here in Boise, Idaho, live from the Auto World Plaza. Thanks for joining me. I'm Mark Evans. Good to have you along. Today on Auto World, we've got so much to cover today. Not only taking your calls, because you are always the star of Auto World. I want to hear from you, phone by phone or email, as I ask every week, and you folks deliver. I've had a lot of emails we're going to get to this week here on Auto World that's come in through the email system, and that address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. What you're listening to, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Appreciate all of you that have kept in contact with us through the email. Thank you. Got a lot of good comments about a lot of things, and then also a lot of questions. And I like to go into the email bag at least once. The email bag is to the left of me, right there on top of Eddie, the engine emailer. He's in the house. Yes, he takes care of your emails. Thank you, Eddie. Appreciate that. I keep turning my head. The folks won't be able to hear me. See? Yeah, see? Right there to the left. So we're going to go into the email bag. At least, I like to do that at least once an hour, 3 hours of Auto World, if you're a first-time listener. And thank you for being here and riding shotgun with me. We are in the Greasy Garage Studio. We're back in. That's where we usually sit. I do. And the team here that takes care of you every week. So today on Auto World, please do email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And the phone number since 1992, folks, 855-660-4261. First hour. Well, first, I really don't know what's going on until Eddie, the engine emailer, he has the hubcap. Would you hand me the hubcap, please? Thank you. See, the hubcap, folks, there's a little bit of something in there, I see. The hubcap is turned upside down in the content. The menu for Auto World today is inside the hubcap, so let's go for it. You know, let's just change it up. Instead of the first hour first, let's go to the third hour first. Does that make sense? Yes. Okay, so this is what's coming out of the hubcap right now. There it is, the third hour. Third hour, we're going to start the first hour with the third hour to give you a little tease, let you know what's happening. And oh, by the way, again, if your favorite radio station that you're listening to me on right now, I'm Mark Evans of Auto World here, does not take the third hour or the second hour or whatever hour it does not take, your favorite radio station that you're listening to me on, holler at them, email them, call them, tell them you'd like another hour of yours truly and of Auto World, because I say that, and the best way to do that is just call them and email them, or you can go to, please do, GCNlive.com. That stands for Genesis Communications Network, GCNlive.com, and you can get right there to the third hour. So the third hour, right at the end of the third hour, we always have the Word with Mark, and it's always something to do with, of course, today's programs, all 3 hours. And then coming up next month, it'll be Car Care Month, so we're going to be sharing some things there with you about your car. Yeah, because it's Car Care Month. Oh, yeah, you're thinking they're just calling it Car Care Month because everybody in the automotive industry just wants to make ka-ching, some money. Yeah, stay tuned. Got key? Yeah, do you have a key? Got key? We're going to get to that third hour. And, of course, third hour also, we've got Customer Demand is going through the garage roof. And I got some stats on gasoline coming your way. Gasoline is some news that could be permanent about gasoline. Petro, ethyl. Yeah, they called premium ethyl. I've got a old gas pump actually out in the greasy garage that we did not restore. It has patina on it, which means old. Rust, old. No new paint, nothing like that. But the globe on it has got a globe on the top, and I did, yes, it's been fixed where the globe on the top is Conoco, and it has a light in it, and it does work. And the ad panels, which are the glass panels telling you if you are buying regular or premium ethyl, are on there, and the hose is on there and all that. I love that. I love that kind of atmosphere around me. That's who I am, being in the automotive industry for 47 plus years now. And so, but yeah, ethyl, there it is, right there in the garage shop, the greasy garage shop here. Second hour, we got old is new again, and this was conceived back in 1850. That's old. Old is new again. And folks, I have a list right here to the right of me. You've got options. And that list, this list I'm going to be talking about, let's see how many's on there. We've got 25 of them on that list. Something about options. This is not a stock market show. This is Auto World, so just stay tuned for that. And we have a little bit of news about, garage door history. Oops, got door? Garage door. Take a look. Go head over to our Facebook page. The address over there is my name, Mark Evans, and you'll see just a beautiful little picture of, just go over and take a look. Just Facebook me there, Mark Evans, and then we also have Auto World Radio Facebook page. And, of course, Instagram. We're there. Auto World Media is the address and Instagram. And, of course, the podcast is always just Google Auto World, Mark Evans, and there's the podcast for you in case you might miss 1 hour because something happened. Life happens, right? Yep. First hour. Let's get right to the first hour now here on Auto World before we head out. I've got history coming your way about the key. Uh-huh. The key that might be used on your automobile. And some good, great, awesome news, Subaru and pets. Subaru and pets coming your way. And the probably the most important thing here today is the IIHS raises the standards, my friends, for its 2023 TSP Awards. Sounds like a little bit of mechanic jargon. And what I'm talking about there is words you might not understand, letters and stuff. So we're going to iron all that out with the automotive iron here. And that is called a 16.5 truck tire. We use that to iron out the emails and iron out all the words. The IIHS raises the standards for its 2023 TSP Awards. I have for all of you today, coming here on the first hour, I have the TSP, the winners, the list of the winners. So stay tuned for that. And again, I look forward to your calls, your emails, and the email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Phone number again is 855-660-4261. Axelrod, Alex is sitting right there. He's sitting down today. He's relaxed. That's good. No, there's no feet up on the desk because that desk is the GCN 2800 mixer machine that's big and long and wide, and it makes you sound good. A lot of buttons and all that stuff. In fact, I think I have one over here to my right. I do. I'm going to have all those buttons to make it sound good for you. Now, one thing, though, the world, Auto World is coast to coast, and thank you for making it that way. I appreciate that. We are nationwide, and you folks listening across the pond on the internet apps and all that, your devices, thank you. This world needs scouts. That's right. This world needs scouts. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, look forward to your emails, look forward to your phone calls, and we're going to get into the world about the scouts. S-C-O-U-T-S. The world needs some scouts. Are you one of them? I'm Mark Evans. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping. Because when you talk, they hear you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Just a doing my job on the highway patrol. I'm the highway patrol, the highway patrol. Hours are long, my pay is low, but I'll do my best to keep you driving slow. I'm just doing my job, I'm the highway patrol.
Just amazing, isn't it, going down the highway, how fast time flies. Well, it's because you're doing 75, 80, 90, do I hear 100 miles an hour. Slow it up, slow it up. Be careful what you're doing out there. You're listening to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Thank you for riding shotgun with me. And, you know, riding down the freeway and the highways and the byways and the roadways and the dirt roads, wherever you might be driving, and especially on your day off, you might take off on your, get in your vehicle, take off, and just go drive a road. And you probably are scouting out freedom. You might be just on a joyride, because we do have freedom to do that. Well, the world needs scouts. That's a slogan that, in fact, Volkswagen is now using. Volkswagen Group-backed Scout Motors has picked Columbia, South Carolina, as the site of its first manufacturing plant. Yes, the old International Scout, my friends. The company, Volkswagen, will invest $2 billion and create 4,000 or more permanent jobs at the future factory, where it will build the next generation electric trucks and rugged SUVs inspired by the iconic Scout vehicles made from 1960 to 1980. They're back at full capacity. Oh, first off, let me give them a hand. 4,000 permanent jobs in the United States. At full capacity, the facility will produce more than 200,000 Scout vehicles per year. Now, that's some scouting, isn't it? The automaker said in a press release just here not too long ago, the groundbreaking is planned for mid-2023, and production is projected to begin in the end of 2026. I know, some of you can't wait to get it. Well, you're going to have to wait. Now, here's a little bit of more. How big, what's the size, and how come? The site for the Scout spans approximately 1,600 acres, including 1,100 acres occupied by the plant itself. The location is described by the automaker as bordering the I-77 Bywith Wood Road and being less than 20 miles north of Columbia. It also is near some major cities and, of course, the talent hubs such as Charleston, Charlotte, Greenville, and Atlanta. According to Scout, this approximately gives it the best spot to be around the major highways and ports of Charleston and around the universities focused on automotive engineering. Now, the Scout, it will build its electric trucks and SUVs on a newly designed all-electric platform that will deliver credible capability and an off-road prowess, as they state. Internal engineering will focus on attributes such as ground clearance, friends. They've got some competition out there, don't they? You know who it is. Ford Bronco. That's just one of their competitions out there. Robust axles are going to have the payload capacity is going to go through the roof. All electric range is going to be huge. I understand all new digital features that we've never seen before, while all honoring the brand heritage of Scout. A little bit of factoid here for you. South Carolina is home to over 500 automotive-related companies and 75,000 automotive industry employees. It's also number one in the United States for the export sales of both competed passenger vehicles and tires. Isn't that a nice, warm, fuzzy feeling? Let's give them a hand right there. South Carolina. I'm looking forward to seeing the Scout. I'm looking forward to test driving the Scout. I'm looking forward just to get in the driver's seat. And I'm also looking forward about more news. Now, here's something about the Scout that might give you the feeling that, well, the warm and fuzzy automotive feeling. Because to qualify for up to $7,500 in a consumer tax credit will require Scout to use batteries produced in the NAFTA region and use locally sourced raw materials such as cobalt, lithium, and nickel. I believe I've talked about that product 2 weeks ago. $7,500 in your back pocket. So stay tuned right here on Auto World. It's coming your way. Today you might want to get a pen and paper and pencil out because of the dates, the times, and also, well, the numbers. The year that I just mentioned could be the vehicle you've been waiting for. Do you believe that the old Scouts, yes, the old 1960 all the way up to 1980, will go up in value once this brand new Scout comes out? I know, I said it's going to be electric. They're going to do the pickup trucks. They're going to do the SUVs. And, of course, oh, the good old fun Travelall. Big old square box four-door Travelall. That was one of the very first type of Suburbans there were for the international brand. Some of you might call it the corn binder. I go way back when. You might own one. I know my friend here in Boise, Idaho area. I know names are mentioned to protect the innocent. Or he could be guilty. No, he's a great guy. I've known him since grade school. He grew up with the international brand. His dad bought internationals to the point of, Travelalls and Scouts, etc. And, they liked the fuel, the petrol, didn't they? Oh, they did. They loved that petrol. So I think this electric might be a better choice from yesteryears. But yeah, that Travelall that he was raised in, I got to ride in with him with mom and dad and him when we went out, all that. Lots of room. Could play tennis in the thing. Okay, a little automotive Auto World trivia for you today. We're going to have trivia throughout all 3 hours of Auto World. Which state was first to require automobile license plates? Which state was first to acquire automobile license plates? Do you have a plate on your car? Two of them, maybe. Does your state require both front and back, or just the back? Do you have to buy the sticker and put the sticker on there? We do. And boy, have the prices gone up, or what? They have. So, the trivia question right here on Auto World for this first hour, which state was first to require automobile license plates? 855-855-660-4261, or email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And I look forward to your emails. We're going to go into the email bag. After the break, maybe not. Eddie, the engine emailer, is to the left of me, and he has that good old Ooga horn. So whenever he decides to blow the thing, then I'm going to dive into the bag, or he's going to throw the bag at me. Coming up here on Auto World, we're going to be not only giving you some key history, but I have for you the winner of the TSP Award. And Subaru and Pratt's, we're coming back talking about it. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA News Update. There has been another train derailment in Ohio.
20 cars from a Norfolk Southern train jumped the tracks in Springfield, Ohio, but no hazardous materials were involved this time.
Crew, Railway Norfolk Southern, Clark County Hazmat Team, the Ohio Environmental Protection Agency, each independently examined the crash site and verified there was no evidence of spillage at the site.
That's Springfield Township Fire Chief Dave Mangle. I'm John Schaefer.
Senator Joe Manchin says he'll decide his political future at the end of the year. Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, the West Virginia Democrat said there's plenty of time for the elections. More flights are getting off the ground today after winter storms created a travel nightmare on Saturday. Around 430 flights have been delayed so far, and nearly 80 cancellations have been reported. That's significantly better than yesterday. Dave Collins, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Where you get all wet. It keeps you from pulling out the bucket and getting the hose out, putting water in the bucket, trying to find out what product to buy for the car wash soap, all that. One little Auto World tip, please do not use dishwash soap if you're going to wash your car yourself. It's designed to take all the oil and the grease out. Not only the dishes that you use it for, I do in the kitchen sink, but it takes the oils out of your paint. Not good. So, just a little Auto World tip. And I do recommend that you do a car wash. Make sure that it's a touchless one, please, because I hate it when I see scratched up antennas grabbed by the brush, giving you a signature all to themselves on the top of your hood. Good to have you along. This is Auto World. I'm Mark Evans. I forgot to mention, we have for you today also a little recall. So get your pen and paper out. This is something to do with, well, you're going to go rogue when you hear it, and it's something to do with a key. A key, K-E-Y, a key that, in fact, you use probably more than likely to start your car. For you folks that put the key in and turn it, and some of you folks just touch the button, but you still have to have the key fob so many feet away from your car. Let's go to Mississippi live here on Auto World and talk to Melissa. Hi, Melissa, and welcome to Auto World.
Yes, sir. I was going to ask a question. I'm looking about buying an EV, and what I'm looking for, I need one that would like a lot of range. Do you know which ones like have the highest range as far as miles?
Yes, there's quite a few. We have quite a bit of choice now, and every year is getting, there's more and more makes and models available to us, Melissa, and the Lucid Air is one of the largest. They have the largest, longest range there is. But with that stated and said, I've got to say that the brand. You're in Mississippi?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so even though we're thinking EV and electric, we still have to think about warranty and even a problem or a breakdown or even a recall. You know, and so I want to get you in something that I'm not saying the Lucid Air, Dream Air is a beautiful car, awesome car. But at the same token, what I'd like you to do is look around your area and find out what do you see the most of on the roads right now? What brand in electric cars?
None.
Okay. You know what brand I thought you would mention?
What?
Tesla. I thought you'd say, we see a lot of Teslas out here.
Yeah.
So Teslas, you know, again, they've got the market. You've got the Nissan Leaf. How big a car would you like? Two-door or a large sedan?
We're looking like maybe the Jeep or the truck. Like, do you know if they do okay, like, if the undercarriage gets, like, a lot of, you know, rain, water, moisture, mud? Because I live, in a really rural area.
Oh, yeah. You're in the mud, road, muddy roads and rain, of course.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yep. Yep, so you're bouncing around some, probably having some fun. That's why you're thinking Jeep?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Yeah, and Jeep is coming. I've talked about that here. Yeah, Jeep is coming out with and more and more of the Jeep. Of course, the Wranglers, of course. Is that what you're thinking, Wrangler,
yes,
or the pickup?
Yes, sir. We were looking at that one.
Yeah. Rubicon first. I would point you to the Rubicon. And I know that... Now, I don't know anybody personally yet, though, Melissa, that I know that I have not been able to get underneath one of the Jeeps yet to see what kind of, floor pan they have to see how well it's sealed up. But my opinion would be that that's where the battery is. You know, you're sitting on a skateboard. That's where the battery is, the floorboard.
Yeah.
And so I really do believe that the car manufacturers, no matter what brand we're looking at, they have to get that sealed up really good because if they do not, that's their battery. Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely. So, but you know, you might, and this is a good, I'm glad you bring that up because this is, even though you're looking at electric, do you have a friend in the automotive business, a technician shop?
No.
No? Okay, because what I'm kind of going towards here is a car lift. Because we want you happy. You know, if I was Jeep and wanting you to come into the Jeep line and wanting to buy a Jeep, I'd recommend for you to go and get your friend in the car business where there's a Jeep, not a Jeep, but a car lift, where when you go look at that, if you're buying it at the Jeep dealer, ask them, hey, do you mind to put it on your car lift in the service area so I can walk underneath it? And how well is this thing sealed up? Ask them that same question. And you know the salesperson? We'll look at you and say, hey, good question. Let's go out and look because that salesperson probably has no idea either.
Right. That's why we never thought about that,
Yeah. And so that's the thing I always say is inspections on vehicles, no matter if we're buying new or used, the first thing I state to my customer, client, friend here in Boise, Idaho, is say, bring it over. We'll put it on the lift. Take a look. And, you know, I don't even – they say, will you take a look at the vehicle before we purchase it to give us your opinion, Mark, about, you know, what's wrong with it or what could be wrong with it? Sure, come on over. We'll both look. So, you know, more eyeballs, the better. But, yeah, I don't want you getting – now that I know you're driving and having some fun in Mississippi there on the muddy, wet roads and all and going to go get that Jeep Wrangler buried, I would recommend no Lucid Air and no Tesla, but, stay with the Jeep. And then, you know, the Chevrolet's got the Silverado. You got the Ford Lightning pickup truck, too.
What do you think about this? You know, like conventional, like old school, you know, Jeeps and four-wheel drives had winches on front. Will these EVs be able to have a winch?
Yes. Yes, they will. Yes, they will. And I'd recommend that, Melissa, too, is that you do not really want to take a four-wheel drive truck or Jeep, whatever, as long as it's a four-wheel drive, you know, one that you're going to be going out and having fun in the mud, you know, mud-dogging that bad boy on the muddy roads.
In the field,
you do need a winch.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're going to probably get it stuck. Because that's what you bought it. You're going to go get it stuck for me. You know, I want that thing buried up to the axles. And I want some mud on your boots, your shoes. I want you to climb out. It's insurance. You just climb out. It's a wireless remote. You got my wireless remote in your hand. You just walk out. You take the cable from the winch right over to the tree, the rock, wherever there, and you just hit the button. And then your peace of mind is called. I call it an insurance program.
That's true. Yeah.
I
never use it, but if they are.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, they do make everybody thinks a winch should be on the front in the winch bumper. Yes. But at the same token, you can actually talk to four-wheel drive hardware. They're coast-to-coast too. 4WD hardware. You can do it online too, .com. And they do have a really neat kit that you can put your winch and leave it on the front. Or all Jeeps come with what? A hitch on the back.
Oh,
and
yeah?
you can slide the winch from the front to the back of your Jeep or your pickup truck that you're going to buy, and now you can pull it out from the rear if you need to. Because one thing about it, Melissa, the tree or the rock sometimes is not in front of you, it's behind
you. That's true. I've been in that situation,
Oh, it sounds like you're having a lot of fun. What are you listening to us on a station, or?
I don't know what the station is. I just found it today.
Okay, what town are you in? I was going to do a shout-out.
Vicksburg.
Pittsburgh. Awesome. Awesome.
Vicksburg, like Victor. Vicksburg.
Oh, yeah. Well, I appreciate you. I appreciate you tuning in and listening.
Thanks,
Melissa.
Thank you.
Let me know when you get your boots muddy, okay? That's how you do it, folks. We'll be right back with more calls and emails. Subaru and Pets coming your way.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
With my right front strut. Oh, is that the noise I've got? Oh, yeah. When you hit a pothole, your right front strut is always going click, 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 or clunk, 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 clunk. Get some new struts on that bad boy, and do not just replace the inner strut. There's a spring around it. All of you can see that when, in fact, we bend over. Get out of your car. Not right now. You're listening to the show, and thank you. You'll see the spring when you look through the top of the front tire, and the spring's there, and the strut is inside that spring. Replace the whole entire cartridge, and that way you'll be feeling good. Well, your car will love you for it anyway. Got a little trivia question out there for you today on Auto World. I'm Mark Evans, 855-660-4261. Our email to answer this trivia question is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. The question is, which state was first to require automobile license plates? Which state was first to require automobile license plates? And talking about car wash and all that, the last segment, I do have a little detail package for you that comes in a nice little bag from Mothers and Meguiar's, a solution finish and wash drops. And I've got some STP fuel injector cleaner in there. We want to make sure that the inside of your engine is clean, too. With that, let's go to Louisiana live and talk to Carl here on Auto World. Hi, Carl. Welcome to Auto World.
Rebuilding.
Hi, Carl.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
Yep. Sound good.
I'm rebuilding a classic car. It's a 1970 Plymouth Roadrunner, and I'm building the engine myself. It's the 426 Hemi, the Gen 2 Hemi.
Oh yeah.
Now you
got me listening.
Okay. Do you know what? Hydraulic flat tappet cam versus hydraulic roller cam.
Okay.
For now, the Hemi.
Yes. My first feeling is roller all the way.
Okay. Roller? Okay.
Yep, roller. Now, I know it costs a little bit more, Carl, but it's well worth it. Now, when I say well worth it, a lot of folks might not know what you and I are talking about. Camshaft, roller, flat top,
right.
You know, that I always say it's mechanical jargon, so I like to iron out that with our 16.5 wheel here. So now, a camshaft. First off, congratulations on having a 1970 Plymouth Roadrunner, my friend. What color is it?
It's green. It's like a jade green.
Oh, yeah. Hardtop. Oh, you. Where did you find this at?
When I was 15, my father bought it for me. It was wrecked. It was missing the front fender and hood, and it was sitting at a Chrysler dealership. And in 1987, we got it for $700.
Oh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
I'm just now I'm doing everything, just now getting everything, you know, slowly.
Absolutely. That is awesome. And that is, that green is, I call it like an avocado green. Black interior.
Yes, sir.
Bucket seats. Does it have the wood grain pistol grip?
It does.
I'm leaving right now to come see you. Bye. Carl.
It has the Magna 500 wheels on it, you know.
Oh, yeah. And have you ever had a chance to drive it yet?
We drove it for years, and I'm just kind of redoing everything on it. Just want to keep it going for my kids, yeah.
Good. And let me ask you, what's your favorite tire brand that you're putting on the back of it?
Right now I am putting Mickey Thompson tires on it.
Good. Why I ask that is because, those runners, they definitely want to get away from the Coyote, and they do smoke those back tires, don't they?
That's my dad bought the car. He was always a Mopar person, and our whole family.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, now we're on radio, so audio is everything here now, Carl. Can you do the beep beep sound for the horn for us?
Meep meep. There we go.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Then that means that you're going to run and get the heck out of there. You know, the Coyote's after you. But, Carl, anyway, thank you for calling. I appreciate it. And back to the camshaft and the roller versus the flat roller. The lifters go up and down. The camshaft spins on a chain, timing chain up in the front, which is hooked to the crankshaft, which is the pistons. They have to, the crank and the cam spin together. The camshaft opens and closes the intake and exhaust valves. And what Carl and I are talking about here is that the lifters have a little roller on the top of them. The camshafts are rollers, and so when you have a roller versus just a hard shaft that's a permanent piece of cast that just spins, the whole thing spins, it causes friction, more heat, and you get more horsepower too, Carl, out of the roller camshaft roller lifters. And make sure that the machine shop, when you do it, when you take the heads over there, make sure that they don't mill them too much, because those roadrunners are known for floating the valves, Carl. I don't know if you understand that, but let me describe it a little bit before the garage door goes down here on the first hour. And I do, again, appreciate you calling in from Louisiana and didn't get what station you listened to us on, but heck, email me if you would, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. We'll stay in touch. I'd love to have keep me up to date on that bad boy. But, yeah, you're going to have roller cam, roller rockers on there, roller rocker arms, of course, roller lifters, and we'll get that thing so it doesn't float any valves. What happens when I say floating valves? That means that the old style of an engine like that where the push rods have to, the camshaft spins, the lifters go up and down, push rods then go up on the top of the heads on that big bad boy 426. When you hit her and go, hit the go pedal there, Carl, you're going to ask that, at 426 to move fast. RPMs are going to go from, you know, of course, 2,500 on up to 8 grand plus. And they were known for floating the valves. That means it's spinning so fast, that camshaft spinning so fast and moving those rocker arms to push those valves up and down so fast that your spin gets too far ahead of what the piston's doing. And so it kind of will sound like this, and then you'll have backfiring. Big time. I mean, we do not want to blow the intake manifold off that 426. And when I say that, you probably have two carburetors on side-by-side, sidewinder maybe. Let me know. We'll stay in touch, and thanks for sharing, Carl. I'm speechless. And by the way, those cars, also, Carl, if you don't know, those cars at the auctions, folks, the 70 Plymouth Roadrunner, 68 Plymouth, 69 Plymouth Roadrunners, in that color with a 426, say hello to about $150,000, Carl, when you get her done if you want to sell it, and it's all done, which I'm glad to hear that your father had it, and you're bringing it, and you're going to give it to your kids. I'm doing the same thing with my Dodge Coronet 440 green. That is, too. But you got me, man. 426. That's more powerful. Appreciate you sharing that. That's how you do it, folks, right here in Auto World. Love to hear your stories about the cars you have, of course, what you might be building. And if you've even, you know, you don't even need a question. We just would like to know what you're building out there, just like Carl there from Louisiana. Our number here is at Auto World, 855-660-4261. And the email is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And we have a answer to which state. The trivia question is, which state was the first to require automobile license plates? Automobile license plates. Doug, he's listening to us actually in Reno on GCNLive.com. Doug, thank you. Appreciate that. Shout out to GCNLive.com, folks. And again, that's a good way of your favorite radio station you're listening to us on right now. There's our shout-out horn. Got the batteries all charged up. If you don't get us, go to GCNLive.com for that hour that you don't get us. Doug says it was and is New York. Absolutely. Good job, Doug. Doug, yes. Which state was the first to require automobile license plates? New York started requiring automobile license plates on April 25th, 1901. Wow. Revenues. Boy, is your license plates, your little stickers that you're buying, are they going up in price? Mine sure have. What's up with that? Oh, I guess we need our potholes fixed. Oh, look at that. The garage door's going down on the first hour. We come back. Subarus and pets and taking your calls. Jeff in Idaho, if you'll hold on, that'd be awesome. We're going to talk about your Mustang. I'm Mark Evans. Drive safe and motor on, everybody.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.